Right now, time to bring in Mike Conzie, get a check on sports. Mike, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I want you to Google something, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Google Russian soccer player struck by lightning.
Okay.
There's a Russian youth soccer team that was out on the field, and the goaltender was practicing goal corner kicks. And as he went to strike the ball, all you see is a flash of light, a puff of brown, and the goaltender falls on the ground. Thank God he's young, 16-year-old kid, and he survived. But it's the damnedest video I've ever seen in my life.
I'll check that out.
It's just it looks like a cannon was shot at him. It's just unbelievable. Well, anyways, I just Russian goaltender struck by lightning. A video.
Okay, I'll look for it.
Yeah, look for it. All right. Well, you were talking about how the Red Sox were having problems. Well, they didn't have problems with the Mets, did they?
Well, the Mets swept them two games up in Fenway, and yeah. Boston finally won a game yesterday. So I don't think it's about the Mets being bad. I just think it's the law of averages that the Red Sox had to win a game sometime.
All right. So now Major
League... Not saying that the Mets are good, but...
Major League Baseball, the Marlins are shut down for at least 2 weeks. The Phillies shut down for about another 5 days. They've revised the schedule for the NL East. It's just crazy. It's crazy. But I did watch I did watch Major League Network last night, and I got to see quite a few different games. And I got to see that incident that happened between the Dodgers and the Astros, and some heavy penalties were handed down in that.
Kelly got 8 games.
Yeah.
When he's the pitcher that threw the ball. When you figure you're only playing 60, and probably now it's down to like 56 or 55, 8 games is a lot.
Yeah.
So that's good. I'm glad that they suspended him. I watched baseball last night, too. It was the best game I've seen in a long time. It was the high school kids from Jackson, New Jersey, playing the kids from Bishop Eustis in the minor league ballpark in Lakewood. It was a tremendous game. Bishop Eustis was winning 3-0 in the first inning, largely due to walks. And Jackson fought back and stayed tough and won. And these aren't like little kids playing. Jackson has 7 kids going to play Division I baseball. Their kid that closed last night, pitched the last 3 innings, he's only 6'5" and probably throws about 93. And he's only a sophomore. So it was some pretty darn good baseball, and it was errorless baseball. And if you're talking about high school kids playing 7 full innings errorless, that's a good baseball game. It was the most enjoyable game I've seen in a long, long time. And it was they limited it to only 500 people in the minor league facility. So, and in New Jersey, I don't know how it is in Connecticut, a lot of the parochial schools go out and recruit players, and they say they get the better players in the state. So this was a tournament that my school was in as well that started with 222 teams. It's down to 2 teams that are going to be playing tomorrow, and guess what? They're both public schools.
All right.
That's a pretty good thing. So tomorrow night, Cranford plays Jackson in the championship. Well, you might be happy at where the Trenton Thunder plays, which is the Yankees Double-A team.
All right, seeing this is not being used for Double-A baseball.
And it was good because you get 2 big beers and 2 nice big hamburgers for a total price of $20.
Wow.
If that was Monmouth Park, I would have had to whip out my Discover card because it probably would have cost somewhere between $40 and $50. Guess what a double Tito's with your choice of mixer costs at Monmouth Park?
What?
$18.
That's ridiculous.
And you got to get a double because if you get a single, you can't even taste it. Not that I've had it, but my friends, they're Tito's partakers.
Oh, gosh.
So it was a thumbs up last night for high school baseball in New Jersey.
So I was watching Major League Baseball Network last night, and they switched two of the Diamondbacks and Rangers games. The Diamondbacks were leading 4-2. Relief pitcher was in, and he had been getting whacked around pretty good. And once again, the guys at the Major League Baseball Network, they were talking about how the The guy should have taken the pitcher out. They didn't. He threw one pitch. Boom. 4-4 game, and the Rangers went on to win the game 7-4.
It happens.
Yeah. I mean, one pitch too long. One pitch too long.
That's the way he goes.
All right. So let's see what else. I mean, I was watching. I watched about two innings of the Yankees Oriole games, but I just the Orioles fed noise into whenever a play happened, into the stadium. It's just stupid.
They did that last night. I watched a little bit of the Islanders and Ranger game when I got home, and it was the same thing. It's like a constant hum, basically. And then when something happens, they turn the decibel level up.
I just think it's stupid. Just let the players play the game. As a matter of fact, give us an insight, like they're doing in golf and other sports. What the players are saying, give us that insight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're doing that in golf now, and you hear all the chatter that goes on between the golfers and the caddies and everything. It's a whole different insight now that you don't have thousands of people there. You know, but this fake noise is just it drives you crazy.
They holding up signs now in golf for the birds to stop chirping and the crickets to stop making noise?
Nope, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Probably because they can't control them.
That's right.
People they can control. People listen to anything.
Well, how'd you do with your picks at Saratoga?
We got a one-day streak going. Danny California won by 5 yesterday.
All right.
Crazy day at Saratoga. I mean, if you watched the races yesterday at Saratoga, you had to be scratching your head saying, are these jockeys playing games or not? The Ortiz brothers, who I call the James brothers, people still might remember who the James brothers are. I don't think they struck them out of our history books yet. The brothers that terrorized the West, robbing banks and stagecoaches and whatnot. Well, that's what I call the Ortiz brothers. And if NYRA doesn't have an investigation into, I think it was the third race yesterday, where both Ortiz brothers were standing up on their horses at about the 16th pole, very little faith in horse racing lately. They did nothing. The four horse went to the front, won the race, and then behind them were three impossible horses to come up with. And that was like the first half of the card yesterday. So I had very little faith in my pick of Danny California with the way they were going, but it looked like the last couple races of the card were a lot more legitimate than the beginning. Just saying, folks, I don't know. Today we're going to try to make our streak into 2 days. We're going to go to the seventh race up there. It's 6.5 furlong race on the dirt. Very bad card today for Saratoga, for whatever reason. But we're going to go to the seventh race today. It's 8 horses, like I said, going a 1/16. We're going to go to the 5 horse, My Man Flintstone, trained by Kenny McPeak. This horse is shipping in from Kentucky last time out. Going 6 furlongs, ran 2nd in a $50,000 claimer. Last couple works at Churchill Downs have just been looking like maintenance works. Based on buyer numbers and the speed figures, My Man Flintstone's heads and shoulders above everybody in this field. And when you're playing a bunch of horses that have been running together, you played a stranger. And My Man Flintstone is the stranger, and that's my pick for today. And you asked about the weekend at Saratoga, so I did a little work. And this weekend would have been Whitney weekend, and it still is Whitney weekend.
Okay.
There's 5 stakes up there, a couple of grade ones, 3 grade ones and the grade two and 1 overnight. So some nice racing this weekend up at Saratoga that we'll be speaking about tomorrow.
All right. And when does the Traverse come up?
I believe it's next weekend. Let me just look real quick. The Traverse is next weekend.
Man. Summer's just flying by.
Well, no, it's 3 weeks early.
Okay.
Yeah, the Travers is usually the weekend before Labor Day.
Yeah.
But with the Kentucky Derby being Labor Day weekend this year, they moved the Travers up to make it a prep. So next weekend is the Travers, and the Kentucky Derby is a month away.
Wow.
Yeah, figure that one out.
All right. Well, we'll check with you tomorrow, see what's going on for Friday.
I'll be here.
All right, Mike. Take care.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Causey with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.